Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, we consider that a sign of intelligence, extreme intelligence, in fact. And those of you who just tuned in, that's what you got to look forward to. A virtual guarantee of having your IQ go up just over the next 30 minutes or so. And so we're glad to have all of you here as we continue to celebrate Small Business Week, as we continue to whoop it up on behalf of small business owners. And someone who knows all about that is our friend Gail Buskey. And Gail is president and CEO of Team DoubleClick. And they are the folks who help us understand and help us to get the most out of what are called virtual assistants. You've heard me talk about this. In fact, I talked about it earlier in the week, and the concept of virtual assistants. Gail, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Gail, as you know, this is Administrative Professionals Week.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday was Administrative Professionals Day.
Yes.
And I had the folks on from the IAP, as the International Administrative Professionals, Professionals, IAPP, I think is what they call themselves, out of Kansas City. Anyway, we talked about the role of administrative professionals, and I pointed out that some administrative professionals are not in the same building with the people they work for.
Right.
They're in other parts of the country, maybe even other parts of the world, right?
Exactly.
Tell us about that.
Well, they're virtual assistants. They do all of the same things that an in-person assistant does, except they do it from their own office, usually home-based. They've got their own fax machines, their own computers, their own everything. Sometimes they come with a dog or a cat. but they can literally do everything that an in-person assistant can do through the use of technology, the Internet, virtual phone systems, and so on.
Well, I talked to a guy a few years ago, who had been working with a virtual assistant for like 4 or 5 years, and they'd never met.
Mm-hmm.
They were a team. They were a daily, hourly team, and they'd never met. They lived 500 miles apart.
You know, it's actually very common. A lot of our clients at Team DoubleClick are the same way. We've got a VA, a virtual assistant, that's retiring in June. She's been with us for 4 years, and she's been with the same client for the last 3 years, and they actually never met until last fall, I believe it was in October. They finally got together and met face-to-face, but they'd worked all that time and never met one-on-one, and she works 40 hours a week for him.
How does this work? Walk us through a relationship scenario.
Well, it's really obviously client preference, what things get done, what tasks get done, you know, what things you want to shuffle off to an assistant. And, you know, usually you decide that the same way you would if you were hiring an in-person assistant. I need marketing help, or I need phones answered, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you work with the virtual assistant just as you would an in-person person. And they send those tasks to them on a daily basis. They could fax them to the virtual assistant. They may email. A lot of phone conversations going back and forth.
Instant messaging?
Instant messaging, absolutely, is another very commonly used.
If you're moving around, text messaging?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
How does a virtual assistant answer my phone from 500 miles away? Tell us how that works.
Well, there are a couple of options. Some people like to simply use the call forwarding feature. You know, I'm a small business owner, and I need to be out of the office for an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Do the *72 or whatever it is on your telephone,
mm-hmm.
and forward those calls to your virtual assistant while you're out. She can answer them. Obviously, she wouldn't be able to transfer them back, but she can take messages, or if it's something that that she can help the caller with, she can do that too. Otherwise,
but no real-time call screening. I mean, the virtual assistant can't do call screening, right, where they take the call and they say, okay, boss, so-and-so's on line one.
Actually, they can. There are a couple of phone systems. One that we use is Ring Central. Mm-hmm. There's another called Freedom Voice, and then Got Vmail. There may be some other ones, but those are the big three that I know of. They're a virtual phone system or a virtual PBX, and what it does is all the calls are routed through that system, mm-hmm. just like the old brain box that used to sit in your office.
Right.
And there are extensions, and you can transfer right back out.
Hold on to that thought. I want to dwell on that just a little bit more and talk about how that might work. Folks, if you're growing your business and you're not ready to hire somebody, you're still not ready to move out of your home-based business, but you need some help, virtual assistants are something to think about. We're going to talk some more about this right after these messages. It's 20 Till. Stay with us.
Small town. My parents live in the same small town. Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend Gail Buskey. She's the president and CEO of Team DoubleClick Incorporated, and they're the folks who help people find virtual assistants. Did I say that right, Gail?
You did. You certainly did.
You guys, tell us a little bit about Team DoubleClick.
We are a virtual staffing agency. So what we do is our clients come to us and say, I need a virtual assistant to do XYZ and PDQ, and we search.
Could be temporary, could be long term.
Exactly. Could be temporary, could be long term. And what's interesting is when we started doing virtual staffing back in 2003, people were looking at virtual assistants more as a temporary solution until they could mm-hmm. get into the office in town or a bigger office or what have you. And it's really evolved over the last few years, and virtual assistants have become more of a permanent solution. So clients are actually looking for a VA that's going to be with them years into the future or months
mm-hmm.
into the future, and they actually have no intention of ever getting that office in town. They want to have their home-based office, and they really can operate globally and even, of course, nationally with a virtual assistant and by remaining 100% virtual. It's amazing how it's evolved.
Well, and, you know, there are – I want to come back to the phone thing in just a minute, mm-hmm. but there are – the technology that's out there, the web-based technology
mm-hmm.
that allows collaboration between virtual participants. In other words, the team members in different parts of the world, different parts of the country, can go to a document or a project online somewhere that's on a web-based application, and they can all contribute. In other words, the actual project doesn't reside on anyone's desktop. It's out there in cyberspace. And they can all go and contribute to it and edit it and see who's edited what. And that's a fairly sophisticated way if you've got a project going on that you don't even have to send it back and forth.
Right. It's phenomenal, the technology. In fact, one of the biggest advancements I would say recently is the addition of Groove Networks into the Microsoft package. Groove Networks is a component, just like you were describing, where you can have that document sitting in that system and
mm-hmm.
your whole team, regardless of where they are, can access it. You could access it sitting in an airport waiting for a flight. So it really is just phenomenal.
This is a way, and these are the kinds of things, Gail, that people are using who are in the same building together.
Yes, absolutely.
They're on different floors or whatever. And you think about today, I've asked people recently who work in the same building with their boss and with their assistants and coworkers, and I say, let me ask you a question. How many times do you work with somebody every day, and you're on the same floor, you're in the same building as they are, and you work with them every day, but you may not see them for several days, maybe a whole
right.
week?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, that happens quite often.
Exactly.
Well, what's the difference in that? What difference does it make if they're 100 feet away or if they're 100 miles away?
A big difference in overhead for office calls.
Yeah, yeah. But from an accomplishment, from productivity standpoint, from a effectiveness standpoint, there is no difference. The technology works just as well from 100 miles as it does from 100 feet. I want to come back to this telephone thing, though.
Okay.
I years ago, when I started my business, my small business in '89, I really had this thing about having someone answer my phone. Mm-hmm. And so I went ahead and bought two phone lines, and I actually had to get the phone company to route my second phone. So it would. They had to roll it over in their own offices. This was pretty primitive in those days, what the telephone company offered. But there was a company in the community that offered answering service, and I literally had my phones forwarded to them, and they answered my phone, and then they rang me on the other line, and they had a switch. They actually had a switch, and they could put it through to my phone. And so I was home based, and I had this company answering my phone. And now it was fairly rudimentary, and it was kind of a big deal back in those days. But today it's not that big a deal. It's not that hard.
No, it's not. Well, and with the virtual phone systems, we started talking a little bit earlier. The phone system essentially resides online, and you distribute that telephone number to your clients or your vendors or whomever you're dealing with, and they call into that phone number. It's routed again online, and the call goes wherever you tell it to go. So in other words, you pre-program it and say, you know, this is my home office phone number. This is where I want these calls routed to. And it does that, of course, seamlessly. But you can also have the calls routed, of course, to your virtual assistant. In fact, we use Ring Central here, and our phones work the same way. When you call in, you'll get our receptionist. Her name is Heather. She'll screen your call and go, okay, you need to talk to Susie or you need to talk to Gail. And through that phone system, just by punching a series of numbers on her keypad on her phone, she transfers that call to...
Can she transfer it to your cell phone?
Yes, she can.
Now, see, that was what was pretty cool about the system I had. And, folks, I was doing this virtual assistant thing a long time ago. The cool thing about it was that I could be on my cell phone and moving around, or I could be in another city, and nobody knew that I wasn't in my office.
Exactly. In fact, we had a client.
Hold on to that thought, Gail. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some ways to actually make this assistant, this virtual assistant thing happen. How do you get started? Where do you go? Who do you call? Right after these messages, 10 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're visiting with Gail Buskey. She's the president and CEO of Team DoubleClick Incorporated.
For the show, free to get ready now. Go cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Gail Buskey. She's the president and CEO of Team DoubleClick Incorporated. And Gail, tell us a little bit about Team DoubleClick's website.
www.teamdoubleclick.com is where you can go. We've got tons and tons and tons of information about hiring virtual assistants, using virtual assistants, what virtual assistants can do. There's pages and pages of information for you there.
Check it out, folks, teamdoubleclick.com. And also, folks, don't forget to check out the new website that we launched this week, our knowledge base, the world's only knowledge base for small business, askjim.biz. We're talking about, Gail, using virtual assistants, and we're talking about some of the technical ways of using an assistant, all the technology that basically can be used from 100 feet or 100 miles, including answering your phone. But how do we get started? All right, somebody's out there saying, all right, Blasingame, I get it. I'm ready to go. Where do I start?
Well, there are a couple of options. You can, of course, go on the Internet and do a keyword search for virtual assistant, and you'll probably pop up hundreds and hundreds of matches. There are a lot of individual virtual assistants out there that are looking for work. The other option is, of course, to go to a virtual staffing agency like Team DoubleClick. And what we do then is match you with someone that we've already interviewed and screened and skills tested and found them to be a good person. We think they're going to be a good worker, and we'll match them with you to do your virtual assistant work.
Well, confidentiality is huge these days, especially. How do I get comfortable with confidentiality?
We encourage a non-disclosure agreement that would be made between the client and the virtual assistant, whether it's through a staffing agency or not. Mm-hmm. And it's just always a good safety net to have, and especially if you're hiring.
And that you should do that with anyone.
Yes, you really should, even an in-person assistant or employee. We also encourage a non-compete, some kind of contract, especially if you hire an independent virtual assistant as opposed to through a staffing agency, some kind of a contract that spells out the terms. You know, you're not an employee, these are your responsibilities, and so on. Just a standard contract that spells out everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very wise. But do you help your clients with that? Do you help them? Do you guys do some screening in terms of the kind of professional this person is? Does this person understand the concept of confidentiality? Are they, you know, do they have some ethical bearing? Do you do any of that kind of stuff?
Absolutely, we do. In fact, our interview process is fairly rigorous. We actually turn away about 70% of the people that we interview.
Really?
Because they don't, yes, absolutely.
So what would be a reason you would turn someone away?
One of the big things is a work personality assessment that we do, and it's an online.
Everyone can't work virtually, can they?
No, they can't, unfortunately.
Some people have to have somebody looking over their shoulder, don't they?
They do. And you know, one of the big things that the work personality assessment turns up quite often is that we find the person isn't 100% honest, and that would be someone that we wouldn't want working with.
Can you test for discipline?
We look for honesty, integrity, helping disposition, whether or not they've got a team player attitude. Trying to think of the other criteria.
Do you use like some kind of a personality profile test, a perceiver test, that kind of thing?
Exactly.
You do those kinds of profile tests.
exactly.
Good.
And then
good
that
for you.
All weighs into the interview
process. Those darn things work, don't they?
They do. Most of the time they're very good. They can tell. You know, are you going to be able to handle stress? Are you going to be honest and turn in the wallet if you find it lying on the ground
right.
on the morning walk?
Right. Well, this is very interesting. And now, so what if they wanted you to help them? If they needed some help from you, they'd contact you at your website. You want to give us a phone number?
You bet. It's 888-827-9129, and either call or stop by the website, drop us an email.
Do you take a fee for this, or do you take a piece of the action as the months go on?
We take a percentage of what we charge to the client.
I got you.
So the
relationship, if I have a 5-year relationship with a virtual assistant through you, you would bill me every month and the person would work through you?
Exactly. We actually
do it
weekly, but yes.
So it is a true staffing type of relationship, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we do buyouts quite often. We'll have clients that go, I love my virtual assistant.
Yeah.
I want to work with her more. I want to buy her contract out.
I got you.
No problem.
Okay. Hey, Gail, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure to be here, Jim.
TeamDoubleClick.com, folks. Check that out when you get a chance. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you, never let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.